Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. I'm Eddie, and we over at the Dean Show, we decided to put together a very basic how-to pray video. This is going to help you establish the second pillar of Islam. You've already made the Shahada. You've testified that there's no God, there's no deity worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, and that Muhammad is his slave, servant, and last and final messenger. Now you're ready to implement, prove by actions that you mean what you say. And one of those most important pillars is the prayer. The evolution will begin with the intention. You want to clear your heart and your mind and focus purely to perfect the evolution to please your Lord, because you're going to be praying to Him. And we start with Bismillah, in the name of God, Allah. Now we'll start with the hands. You will go ahead and rinse and wash both your hands three times, starting with the right. We always start with the right side first. From there, you'll go on to rinse your mouth three times. Next, we'll move along to the nose. You'll get some water up in there with the right hand and then blow it out with your left. We'll move along now to the face. You go ahead and wash your face. Make sure you're getting the whole complete face. Once you've completed the face, we'll move along to the beard. You run your fingers through your beard. From there, we'll go along to the forearms, all the way up to just about the elbows, above the elbows. You want to make sure you're getting water on your forearms, starting with the right, moving along to the left. Next, we'll move along to wiping the head, as you see here. Next, you'll use your two index fingers to clean inside and behind your ears. Move along to the feet. Start with the right foot. Clean in between the toes with your little finger. And make sure you clean your feet up until your ankles. Start with your right and then move along to the left. Wow, that was it. Easy, wasn't it? Now you recite.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
The meaning of which is, I testify, I swear that there is no God except Allah, the one who has no partners, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. And you're ready to stand in front of the creator of the heavens and earth. Now these are the names of the prayers and the units, the times of the day and the units that one is required to pray. As I said earlier, one of the main reasons we made this video is to help get you on your feet and to show you how easy it is. No matter where you're at, you can establish the second pillar of Islam, the Salat, the prayer. Now, the prayer is something wonderful. It gives you a chance to connect with your Creator, and He's made it simple. You can be walking through the park on one beautiful sunny day, and you look at your watch, and it's time to pray. It's time to make the prayer. It's encouraged to pray in the masjid, in the mosque. But if you can't make it at that time, and it's time to pray, as long as the area is clean, you can go ahead and make that prayer. You can be out having a nice run, jogging through the park, And you see that it's time to make the prayer. It's time to make the prayer. You can make the prayer. You can be driving in your car, and you look again, and the time has come. It's time to make the prayer. It's time to make the prayer. There is no excuse for a person who's seeking the pleasure of the one God. There is no excuse for that person to miss the prayer, Salah. You can also be at your place of employment. And now it's time to pray. You look at your watch, and it's time to make the salat. You can collaborate with your co-worker, and you guys can pray together too. There's no excuse to miss the prayer. It's that simple. It's that easy. You can be in the park. You can be out for an afternoon run. You can collaborate at work with your co-worker and pray together to the one who created you. There's no excuse to miss the prayer. Now we're going to be going over some basic movements, postures, and details of the prayer. Again, these are just a few of the basics that you need to be aware of, and in no way does this substitute a live teacher. So notice here, you're going to be lifting your hands up to the side. You want to make sure that you have your right hand on top of your left wrist, making sure that your eyesight is fixed to where you're going to be prostrating. When you finish reciting, you'll go to the next position where you'll have your hands on your knees. And you want to make sure, as you see the line, that your back is straight. Here, I'm bent over too much. So you want to make sure that your back and head is lined up straight. From this position, you're going to come back up. Then you will go ahead and prepare to prostrate. And you will be learning all the different recitations in the next coming clips. As you prostrate, make sure that your forehead, your nose, your beard, everything is submitting itself. Your elbows are out to the side. Between every unit of prayer, there are two prostrations. So when you come up, you'll come back down. Don't worry. You do the best that you can. I also myself have bad knees. So you do and you sit back to the best of your ability. Now when you're about to stand, you'll clench your fists and lean your weight forward so you can easily stand up. Another detail is when you've completed the two units of prayer, or three or four, and you're ready to exit out of prayer, you'll have something also that is recited along with raising of the one finger, knowing that there's only one God. Next on the simple details and basics of helping you through the prayer. When you're exiting the prayer, you will salam to the right and to the left. You'll also learn what to say in the up and coming clips. Now we're going to put it all together. Everything you learn in the basics, we're going to go ahead and implement them as we do two units of prayer, two rakats. And we're also going to show you what to say in every different posture and position.
Allahu Akbar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا لك الحمد الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر اغفر لي يا الله اغفر لي يا الله الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا لك الحمد الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر اغفر لي يا الله اغفر لي يا الله الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله